time when I was discouraged and depressed. Felt like I really had nothing left to live for, to strive for. It felt like days that I would cry for. That's when I knew deep down inside,
it's okay for a man to cry.
Couldn't give a hoot about my man's pride.
Excuse the expression.
Excuse the expression.
I'm just expressing.
I'm expressing how I felt when I was going through. I couldn't cope. Felt like I really had no hope. My life was going on and down slope. I told my boss, my wife, I couldn't take it. If I don't seek help, I don't know.
Father, forgive us, but we don't know what we do. Hallelujah. It's time to let him know. It's time to let him know.
Pray for him, Ted.
This is how I'm gonna minister this verse. Father God, and Lord, I thank you for your word.
For your word
to deliver so your people can hear. And I pray that your message
will come across clear.
Walking around here seeking all these titles, praising and worshiping false idols. Forgive us for not believing in the story. Following the world, not your riches and glory. I'm so glad I don't have to impress you. Into this world, I don't have to impress you.
No longer.
No longer do I have to impress
for my God.
For my God, I just want to be a battle angel.
For my God.
For my God, I just want to be a battle angel.
For God, no respecter of persons. For my God.
For my God, I just want to be a battle
angel.
For my God.
For my God, I just want to be a battle angel. For my God, I just wanna be a vessel.
In the White House, listen. For my God,
I just wanna be a vessel.
In the church house, listen. For my God,
I just wanna be a vessel.
Concerned about your title, he's concerned about what's in your heart. So trust in him, trust in the Lord every day.
Well, all right, everyone, that is Title here on Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. I am jazzing it up on some gospel tonight. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. I have Theodore Chestnut. Hey, Ted Chestnut, are you with me this evening?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I am, Miss Diva Brenda Moss. How are you doing this evening?
All right. You jazzing it up on that tune call.
Yeah. Listen, when I hear it, it's just such a blessing, man. Just to hear it being played on the radio. I've been at it for a while. Like I said, just to see your dreams and goals come true, man. God is truly blessing. I'm looking for him to bless me even the more, and even the more he blessed me, my goal is really to bless others. And those who are listening to it, I hope they, get blessed by the ministry. Amen?
Amen.
All right.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Let's Jazz It Up Blog Talk Radio. I have gospel singer-songwriter Theodore Chestnut with me this evening. He has new music. Yes, he does. Anyone is welcome to call the guest line number at 657-383-0771. Now, Ted, Go ahead and
yes,
tell
ma'am.
Our audience that does not know much about you, tell our audience a little bit about yourself. And also, where are you calling from?
I am calling from Goldsboro, North Carolina, by way of Brooklyn, New York. So I was actually born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. Been in Goldsboro probably going on 3 years now. Actually, this month I make 22 years of marriage. So 22 years of marriage. I'm in it for the long haul. Thank God for that. And we also have a 13-year-old daughter, the love of my life. She just actually turned 13, 2 months ago. So I'm trying to adjust to that. They say the terrible teen. So I think it started before the terrible teen, though. Yeah, it kind of started before that. But you know what? She's a blessing in my life. God put her in my life for a reason, and I'm here to do my duties to her as her father, and here to do my duties as a husband, to my wife. So, like I said, there's nothing out there for me. So, I'm in it for the long haul, you know, for God's glory. Everything I want to do it for God's glory.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And tell what and where is your church that you belong to? Is that where you got started?
No, actually, I actually got started back in Brooklyn, New York. I attended St. Paul's Baptist Church back in Brooklyn, New York. But and that's where I actually joined church back in Brooklyn, New York. But then I moved to New Jersey. I joined another church out there called Light of the World Fellow Worship Church. And then when I moved down here to Goldsboro, North Carolina, I currently attend St. Joseph Free Will Baptist Church, where Leslie C. Capers is my pastor. He's a supporting pastor, and I appreciate everything he has assisted me with, as far as my ministry, far as my growth, and also far as my personal growth. He's very encouraging and inspiration, and that's what I need in my life at this time, and as I press forth toward the ministry that God has bestowed upon me.
Yeah. Now, you were on my show a year ago for the
yes, ma'am.
Single hit Songs for Your Journey. Is that right?
Yes. Yes, ma'am. Yes. Absolutely. Songs for Your Journey. That was the first single that I released I ain't gonna say it's the first single, but I'll say it was the first single as far as really getting myself out there, as far as submitting it to different radio stations, submitting the music to different award shows. So actually, yes, Songs for the Journey was the first song that I released back in 2016, I apologize. And glory be to God, I won an award from that song as Alternative Christian Song of the Year from the Rhythm of Gospel Awards. And actually, it's going on this weekend too. 2018 Rhythm of Gospel Awards is going on this year. So if you're a Rhythm of Gospel Award nominee and you're listening on the phone right now, I want to say congratulations and good luck. Have a joyous time. It's a very it's a great experience. So I just want to encourage you, go ahead and enjoy yourself, and never forget this moment for all you who's listening and who are going to be attending the 2018 Rhythm of Gospel Awards this coming weekend.
It doesn't seem like it's been a year, but your song just went off like a firecracker. I remember your mother called on the show when you first came on my show, and I'm like, this song is going to get it, and you actually got in there. You actually, how many awards did you win? Hello?
Yeah, I thought I heard somebody.
Yeah, there's somebody on the line. Whoever it is with the area code 919, go ahead and state your name, please. Go ahead and speak.
Yes, I wanted to give a shout out to my good friend and my esteemed colleague, Mr. Theodore Chestnut. This is
Amen.
Sandra Davis.
All right,
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
and
you.
Listen,
yes, ma'am.
Yeah. She just started, Cassandra Davis. She's my coworker at work, and she probably just started with us probably like 3 weeks ago, and already she has been a blessing to me. She's very, very nice and very encouraging. And she actually, while we're on the air, I want to say she actually brought my CD. So I just want to thank you so much, Miss Cassandra, for your support. You've been a blessing. I just want to thank you so much. Okay.
Oh, you are more than welcome, Theo, and you will always have my support. You're a wonderful blessing to me as well. You're doing a wonderful work for the Lord, and I just want to tell you how proud I am, and just keep up the good work.
Yes, ma'am. I thank you so, so much. And I, God's will, I see you tomorrow.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Have a great one. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. All right. Thank you so much for taking my call. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Thank you. All right. We have another caller. Area code 347. State your name, please.
Lily Chestnut. I'm a sister of Theodore Chestnut.
All right. Okay.
All right. Yeah, that's my oldest sister. I just want to say, Mrs. Lily Chestnut, my sister, I thank you so, so much. Listen, I just wanted to let you know that I love you and thank you for your support. I greatly appreciate it. You've been a great sister to me. I just want to say thank you so, so much for your support. And I love you, dear.
I love you too, Theodore. I love you too.
All right.
I love to keep the good work. God got many more blessings for you. And I'm looking forward to seeing you soon. See you soon.
Okay. All right. Love you, Lee. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you very much for calling.
You're welcome.
Thank you thank you so much, Lee. All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. You have a lot of supporters there, Ted. Do you have any community events that you do based on your skills and talent? Do you hold up any events in your community?
No, I don't. I don't. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Do you do any community events with your talent? Your church?
Well, recently. Right. Well, recently back in April, 2 months ago, April, every year, the radio station here, my local radio station here, they support a neighborhood event that's called, it's the annual Pickle Fest. And I actually did it last year, and I reached out to them again this year, and they afforded me the opportunity to minister in song at the Pickle Fest this year. So as far as that's the only thing that I did so far this year, and I'm looking to probably, you know, expand and do a little bit more ministry events. If not in the area, probably traveling a little bit abroad, probably to like Georgia and stuff like that. So I'm just kind of eyeing things out, you know?
Yeah. Okay, then. All right. Can you give, do you have a website, Ted?
Not as of yet. Right now, everything for me is pretty much social media. As far as like on Facebook, I do have a Twitter account. I do have an Instagram account. It's pretty much at Theodore Chestnut. If you just pray, bring it in, it'll come up. As far as the official website, right now I'm kind of, you know, working solo on my project and stuff like that. So I'm looking to network with different people who can assist me with, like, you know, getting my website and everything set up. So that's coming in the near future. I got to take everything step by step, you know.
Right. So I'd like to ask you, your song was dedicated for your father who passed in 2010.
Yeah.
Can you give us a brief story about that? Is that okay?
Absolutely.
If you talk about that?
That's absolutely fine. So for the song that you really just played on title, in the first verse, I kind of speak about how I was back in 2010, where I was feeling depressed and kind of really felt like I had nothing left to live for and nothing else to strive for. And sometimes it felt like days that I would cry for. So that was one of the part of the lyric in the first verse. And those days were back from 2010, you know, when my dad passed away from stage 4 cancer. And when I found out, you know, that he had stage 4 cancer, you know, my brain thought the worst, you know, what happened, you know, what's going to happen if, you know, if he passed and stuff like that, you know. Eventually, you know, he did pass a couple of months after, and actually, you know, before my dad passed, my uncle had passed. And then after my dad passed, my aunt had passed. So it was like, I couldn't, after those three, and that happened like within a 13 months time span, you know, and I just couldn't take it no more, you know. It's just kind of attack my spirit and stuff like that. So I actually,
yeah,
you know, I was diagnosed with depression and anxiety, and actually I had to spend 3 to 4 months at a mental health facility as an outpatient, you know, every day from 8:30 to 5:30, you know, just going to attending therapy sessions, seeing a psychiatrist, you know, on a weekly basis. Also, I had to take medication for my depression and also, you know, for my anxiety. But I can say, you know, glory be to God that I'm not on medication anymore. He saw me through it all, you know. And right now,
yeah,
I think I'm just, you know, living in the blessings, you know, of my trials and tribulations. You know, I thank God just for bringing me through it and allowing me to share my testimony, you know, just to be a witness to those out there, let you know that, you know, if you're going through depression and anxiety, you know, first thing I want to say is, you know, pray to God about it, you know, and also, you know, don't be afraid to seek professional help, you know, because that's what I had to do.
Yeah.
I had to reach out and seek, you know, I had to seek professional help, you know, because sometimes, especially as a man, sometimes, you know, as men, you know, this world will tell us that, you know, they give us a wrong image that, you know, we're supposed to be all macho and stuff like that.
Yeah,
you know? But
yeah.
As a man, we need to let go of that man pride. So that's what I had to do. Let go of that man pride and, you know, say what, you know what, I need help. So I reached out, you know, to my wife and to my who was my manager at the time while I was at work. I reached out to them. I pretty much told them what was going on with me. And from that point, you know, I had to make a decision, you know, either I'm going to seek professional help or I'm going to just let myself, you know, just stay in depression, stay in anxiety. Because I was to a place where I couldn't even drive anymore. You know, if I would stay, you know, stay driving on the road and stuff like that, I think either I would have been dead or I even, you know, would have hurt somebody. You know, so like I said, I just thank God just for, and it's something that I learned, you know, when I was growing up in church back in Brooklyn, that, you know, it's from a pastor. He always stated to me that it's okay for a man to cry. So, you know, I got to a point where, as you know, I was weak and I cried internally. You know, I may not have showed, you know, tears on my face, but internally that thing was eating me up. So if you're a man and you're listening to what I'm saying right now, listen, let go of that man pride, because our man pride can really be the death of us. So, you know, I just want to encourage you as a man, let go of that man pride, especially if you have kids, you know, you have a family, because you, God put your family in your life for a reason, and you have to be there to, you know, see them through life. So just want to make sure to all the men, just stay encouraged. And if you're dealing with depression, anxiety, whatever it is, just go ahead and get that help that you need. Because I'm a living testimony that if you confess all your cares and everything to God, he will see you through every trial and through every tribulation. Amen.
Amen. That is what's up today. There are a lot of topics in the media and the news where people are committing suicide and all this goings on in the mental health and a lot of persons around the world. And I'm glad you state the fact that pride gets in the way, and you should move that pride out the way and admit that you need help and go seek help, and through prayer and through support of friends and church.
Absolutely.
And you will
Absolutely.
Be able to make it. And I'm glad you bring this out. I am so glad you made it through. You were able to get back on my show. I was concerned about you, Ted. I really was concerned about you.
Oh, I appreciate it. I appreciate it. And before we get up there, I just want to say I thank you so much, you know, just for allowing me to be a returning guest. It speaks volumes to me, you know, and I do not take it lightly. So I just want to say to you, Mrs. Moss, I thank you so much for just allow me to be on your show, and, you know, just being a vessel, being part of my journey. You know, we need people in our journey, because we can't do this thing alone. You know, we cannot. We try to act like it. We could do it alone, but believe me, I tell you, life is not meant to be lived alone. So I just want to thank you so much for being part of my journey, and I can let you know that my journey isn't over. It isn't over, and I'm looking. I'm trusting in God for more blessings, and the more blessings He bestow upon me, it's my goal and my due diligence to, like I said, to spread the blessings, because you know life is not about us, you know, life is about others, you know.
Right, that's true. God works in mysterious ways where He will use other people to get through us, to get to us.
Amen.
Or to work to get through other people, our testimony,
right.
There are life lessons that we can teach others. It's a life and death situation as it can be, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you for your life lesson. So may we continue with your music.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. You're more than welcome, of course. You're more than welcome.
Now, that song title, I love that. That's a get up and go, and you can listen to the lyrics and learn from that. And can you tell our fans out there where they can purchase your music online at, please?
Actually, you can purchase my music. I'm on CD Baby. I'm on iTunes. I'm on Google Play. Pretty much Amazon.com. So pretty much on all digital media outlets, you can purchase the music, download, and it's only 99 cent. And I would greatly and truly appreciate each and every one of you guys' support if you're able to do so. And also, I didn't kind of mention this, Mrs. Moss, about the second verse of that song. Really, I just want to kind of give the listeners an explanation of also how that song came about, because I already spoke about where I had to go through my anxiety and depression, and ultimately, you know, like I said, God put people in our lives, you know, for a reason, but ultimately, you know, we have to trust in the Lord every day. So pretty much how I came up with that song title, you know, the T stands for trust, and the I stands for and, then the other T stands for the. And then the L stands for Lord, and the E stands for every day. So pretty much that's how he dropped it in my spirit. Yeah, so it's trust in the Lord every day. And I already spoke about when it comes to the second verse and the reason why it's named title, because in my opinion, I think in today's society, you know, and we see it in government, and also it's prevalent, you know, in the churches, whereas, you know, it's like everybody's pretty much stuck on titles. You know what I mean? And ultimately, yes, everybody's stuck on titles. And ultimately, God is really not concerned about our titles. God is really concerned about what's in our heart, you know, because it seems like we're so much stuck on the titles, and we're not concerned about, we're not focusing on the title provider, God, the one who provided us with, you know, with the title. So, like I said, that's where it comes in with the second verse. You know, like I said, I just want to encourage you, you know, to the listeners, don't get so focused, you know, on titles. You don't need a title to accomplish the dreams and the goals that, you know, God has placed in your heart. So if you just trust in the Lord every day, He will see you through every trial, tribulations. He will make sure that your dreams and goals come to fruition, as long as you trust what His word says, which is you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. So there's a twofold meaning to that song. And like I said, my goal is to prayerfully, I'm going to say my goal, I would like it to be like an anthem song. Because like I said, it's so needed in this world today when everybody's really focusing on titles, you know?
Yes, you're right. You're right about that. Yes. Like how I got started in radio broadcasting. I don't have a college degree, but I did attend college. For some reason, there was God's spirit that helped me get through my fears and doing a dream and actually helping others. I had no idea what I was doing. I had no experience in what I was doing. But God said, I'll get you through this. People will catch on later. Don't worry about the money. Worry about that later. Any titles, that'll come later. So I just kept going and going, and I didn't realize how many shows I was doing until so many years went by. So I had some spiritual help and along in my journey as well, Ted. So thank you for bringing that out.
You're welcome. You are welcome. And, you know, and the good thing, what I'm seeing now, the great thing that I like that I'm seeing right now especially when it comes to the movement that the kids are doing from that shooting that they had at Stony Douglas, right? You know, the only thing I'm really concerned about is that, you know, it's great to do all the movements and everything like that, and sometimes, you know, even when it comes to the grown-ups, you know, sometimes we're not focusing on what they're hearing, right? So sometimes as we're not focusing on like what the kids are trying to express, and sometimes as adults, you know, if you don't have the right spirit, you know, you can, some of these kids who are trying to, you know, especially on these platforms, you know, you can have people in government or people that who are in politics who are trying to put a bug in these little kids, in these kids' ear, whereas, you know what, if you get this title, you can do this. If you get this title, you can do that. So, and my thing is, I'm glad to see that they're doing the marching and stuff like that. But my concern is, I pray that they don't get caught up with trying to get a title. Stay focused on the movement. You know, your movement is to really, to, you know, stop the gun shooting. So, you know, don't get caught up, whereas, you know, you want to get into politics or whatever just to have a title. Just stay focused on the movement, you know?
Right. That's right. Just stay focused on one
thing. Stay focused on the movement. That's right. Yep. On the movement.
On one thing. Yep. You're right. So we're going to get back into your music. Let's talk about this song track called My Job. Is there a story about this song here?
Yeah. The story is, it definitely is My Job. The story is really, and I felt like this probably like two, three years ago, where I've gotten to the place whereas, you know, it has to be more to life than just working a daily 9-to-5 only to have, you know, somebody else's dreams and goals come true. And I'm sure there are others out there, you know, who feel the same way, whereas, you know what, you're getting up on a daily grind, 9-to-5, 9-to-5, 9-to-5. But then, you know, really, if you have dreams and goals that you want to accomplish, you know, in the song it states that, you know, our time is slipping away. So when it comes to my job, one of the lines, actually the chorus for the song says, my job, you know, I don't want to live for it. And the reason why I don't only want to live for my job, because I know that God has more plans for me. There's dreams and goals that I want to accomplish. So I just don't want to only live for my job. Then it says, I don't want to die for it. It just says, I don't want to die for it. I don't want to, you know, die for my job. And the reason when I state that I don't want to die for it, because what happens is, you know, when you're working in the corporate world, right, and they're ready to get rid of you, you know, it's no and, if, buts about it, you know, because they can conjure up anything to get rid of you, right? And some jobs can even force you to retire, right? And then what happens is you get to a point whereas you've been working 20, 25, 30, 35 years for this company, blood, sweat, and tears, giving them your all, you know. Then they get to the point where, you know, when, like I said, when they're ready to let you go or ready to force you to retire, you've done all this for that company, but all the meantime, the dreams and the goals and the inspiration, everything that you wanted to accomplish, they're gone. Time has slipped away. So, and sometimes, you know, when people get to the point of retiring, it's like they start thinking, okay, what am I going to do after this? You know, if there's nothing to do, and then, you know, that sometimes some people, being that they don't have nothing to do, some people just kind of give up on life. You know, it's like, because some people, like, they'll pass away a couple of months or a couple of years after retirement, after you done spent all this time with this company, you know. So my job is, like I said, focus on your dreams and goals. And then when there's another line that says, I don't want to ignore it, right? So pretty much I know I can't ignore my job because I have a family that I have to support. I have a 13-year-old daughter that, you know, I have to raise. I have to make sure that she has food on the table, make sure that she has clothes on her back. So that's the reason why I can't ignore my job, right? But then the last line says that all I do know is I have to put God before it. So if I put God before everything, You know, if I put him before everything, he will see my dreams and goals come to fruition.
Yes.
He will make sure that my daughter have food on the table. He will make sure that I have a job to go to or anything like that. So, like I said, I don't want to live for it. I don't want to die for it. I don't want to ignore it. But all I do know is I have to put God before it, because God is first, family, and then my dreams and goals. So I don't want to live for it. Don't want to die for it. I can't ignore it, but I'm going to put God before it and put God before everything, because the word said, "Is God be for us, who can be against us?" Amen?
Amen. There you go. That's what's up. All right.
Yeah.
Everyone, stay tuned. I'm getting ready to spin this song by Theodore Chestnut, "My Job." Theodore, don't you go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Of course not. Yes, ma'am.
I don't want to live for it. I don't want to die for it. I don't want to ignore it. I definitely do have to put God
my
in
job.
I don't want to live for it.
My job, God.
I don't want to die for it. Be encouraged.
No
matter what your boss may say.
Be encouraged.
No matter what your friends may say.
Be encouraged.
No matter what your co-workers may
be
say.
Encouraged.
Sometimes, no matter what yourself may say.
Be encouraged.
For his word says you're more than
a conqueror.
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 Go ahead and let him know.
Don't wanna live for it.
Go ahead and let him know.
I don't wanna die for it.
Father God, I know that I can't and I don't.
I don't wanna ignore it.
But all I do know is that I have to
put you before
the God's people. Come on and let them know that you're a job.
Don't wanna live for it.
For you were made for so much more than just working a 9-to-5.
I don't want to die for it.
To have somebody else's dreams and goals come true.
I don't want to ignore it.
But above all else, God, we know that we have to
put you before it.
Amen. When I hear the end of that song, sometimes, you know, even as an artist, as you know, we have to encourage ourselves, you know. So when I just kind of hear the end of that song, sometimes I have to, you know, when I'm going to work, I have to play that song for myself, you know, because, you know,
yeah.
we as artists, you know, we go through, we get discouraged and stuff like that. So now I have to, you know, sometimes I have to continually listen to myself, because the thing is, I can't encourage others if I'm not encouraging myself. So like I said, when I listen to it, it just even the more, it just gives me that strength to press forward towards my dreams and goals, you know.
Amen. And thank you for that. I have a caller, area code 919. State your name, please. Go ahead.
Yes, my name is Elder Leslie Capers.
Wow.
Hello. Hello.
How are you this evening?
All right. Thank you for calling on the show.
You're certainly welcome. I happen to know that young man that you're interviewing. I am honored and privileged to serve as his pastor.
Oh, amen. Wow. Amen. Wow.
Yes, yes,
wow.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
And
so
we're excited for him, and we're again just blessed to be in his life this season in his life, and we just continue to speak our life into his life, because we believe that God is going to use him tremendously, even as he is now, but there's so much more that God has for him to bless the kingdom of God. And so we're just thankful to be a part and to hopefully sowing some seeds into his life that will help him in his ministry to just bless the world.
All
amen.
Right.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I just, if you don't mind, Miss Moore. You have a question for him? Yeah. No, if you have a question for the pastor, go ahead. I just want to express my feelings towards him. But you go ahead. You can go ahead, Miss Moore, if you have questions.
Okay, Pastor, what do you think about Ted Chestnut, all his accomplishments in his music?
Well, not surprised. Absolutely not surprised. From the first day I met this gentleman, I knew that there was giftings in his life. Just knew that God was going to use him mightily, and then having the opportunity to be blessed as he shared his testimony with me. And so with a testimony like that, we know that God is going to use that, because there's so many people that we continue to hide, you know, behind that guise of depression, those things like that. But he is not afraid nor ashamed to share that. And that I've seen people's face light up when he has shared that testimony. And,
yeah.
and so it just lets us know that he went through what he went through for the glory of God. It lets us know that whatever we go through, God can use that thing for good. He can turn it from bad
yeah.
to good. And so I am just honored again, as I say that, you know, that God is going to continue to use him. And we've got him for this season in his life at St. Joseph here in Goldsboro. And we are thankful. We are just giving God the glory for that, because we know the day will come where God is going to elevate him, and he will have to, you know, go and do some other things out in the world. But until that time, we're just honored. We try to build each other up. The Bible says,
Amen.
Iron sharpens
Amen.
Iron, and he sharpens me more than he'll ever know. He'll never know how much, but again, I am just honored again and privileged to be in his life and in this season of his life.
Amen. Thank you for that. Thank you. Amen. So,
You're
what did you want
so
to
welcome.
Say, Mr. Chestnut?
I just want to tell my pastor that I love you. I just want to thank you so much just for your support, and not even for your support,
yes,
just
yes.
for your ministry. Just for your encouragement, your motivation,
sure.
your inspiration through the yes. Word of God. And you're very, like I said, encouraging. You're very motivating and
yeah.
inspiring. And I just want to thank you so much for being my pastor. I am learning a lot from you. You know how to, and ultimately what I'm really learning is how to trust in God. You know, I'm learning
Amen.
That, how to trust
Amen.
In God. Because, like
yes.
you said, in the world that we're living in today, it's so easily to be distracted. But
yes, sir. Yes,
when
sir.
What God has given you to minister to others, I just want to let you know that I'm soaking everything up and everything that I learn. You know, when God elevates me, I'm going
yes.
to share it with the world. And I just want to thank you so much, and I love you, bro.
Well, brother, I love
wow.
you. That feeling is mutual. And I tell you, my dear sister, it's such a blessing to hear men talking about they love each other. But that's what the love of God will do
yes.
for us. And that's what the love of God will do to us. We're not ashamed
yes.
to tell each
right.
other, because we realize the Bible says that by this sign, love, men will know that you belong to me, that you're my disciples. And so,
Amen.
Again,
Amen.
We are
That's
honored
right.
to have each other, to be in each other's life. He has a wonderful
Amen.
Family, a wonderful support system, including
yes,
the church.
Yeah.
And, again, we
yes.
are just honored, again, at this time in life, just to see what God is doing as he helps, you know, our ministries, you know, to come together and to grow and to affect the world. That's really what ministry is about, to be able to affect the world. And so we know it goes beyond our church walls. That's
Amen.
Evident by where he is tonight on the radio with you. You know, countless thousands of people are hearing this interview, and we're going to believe that God is going to prick some people's hearts to the point that I've got to hear this young man. I'm hearing him talk. I'm hearing examples of his song, but I need him to minister to my family, to my church, to my community. And that's what
Amen.
We believe in. All of this is going to end up doing for his
Amen.
Life. We speak it into existence. We declare and we decree it. And so we just thank you for making available this opportunity for him to be able
Amen.
To get his word, his testimony, and his songs out.
Yes. Amen. I can, you know, we all have God's spirit, and
yes,
any
ma'am.
Persons that has God's spirit, we all have that connection. So me
yes,
and
yes.
Ted Chestnut, we both have that connection. And I had a connection with him when I had him on my show a year ago. And imagine
yes,
that.
Yes.
A year already went by, and he's actually he's actually moving up and got wings and just flying.
Yes, ma'am. That's right. That's what it's about. Yes.
Yeah.
When we can look back at yesterday and yesteryear and see where God has brought us from and where he's taken
Amen.
Us, it is mind-blowing. It is absolutely
yes, it
mind-blowing.
Is.
But
yes, it is.
We serve a mind-blowing God. Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
It's
Amen.
Mind-blowing. A year then went by, and I have
yes.
watched him and followed him, and I've seen
yes,
some
yes.
of the testimonies that he preached about, some of the testimonies
yes,
that
yes.
he mentioned, some of the things that he went through. Now, there are folks,
yes.
we all are going through the same thing. It's just
That's right.
we need somebody, God using as a vessel, to knock them
yes.
bars down. Knock them bars
yes.
down. Knock them
yes,
down. Say,
so
if he can do it, we can do it. Anybody can
That's
do
right.
it. If you're
That's
depressed,
right. yes.
if you need God, if you thirsted for God's spirit, God will be there. Look at Ted.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
He's leading
Amen.
Us
He's a living
that.
Testimony.
Yes,
yes,
yes. we can do it. Amen.
You're about to have church. You're about to have
I know that's right. Lord have mercy. Again, we look, I think there's three of us where two or three are gathered together.
Hey.
There he is. There he is.
Yes, he is. Yes, he
God
is.
God
yes,
is smiling down on us, and I'm Lady Diva. I got the time right here on air. Anybody
amen.
Anybody
amen. Well, listen,
show.
It has been a pleasure for me. I told Ted I didn't know if I would be able to make the show, but I rushed home from a
did.
Bible study because I wanted to plug in again because he supports me and my ministry so much, Our Lady Diva. Anytime I have to go out and minister, all I've got to do is let him know the word, the time, and he's there. And so this is the least that I can do in just returning, you know, thanks and sincere praise for him and to him for helping me go and minister to God's people. And then he's on the other end of that singing and ministering to people through song. And so we're a team,
yeah.
We're a package, and
amen.
We thank God for that.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And thank
Amen.
You for calling on the show. Thank you for your support.
Yes, thank you, Pastor.
And,
well,
certainly. Thank you all so much. And we continue to pray for your radio show and whatever endeavors God has for you. We pray and we decree blessings upon it, Lady Diva. And again, keep blessing and using my brother so that one day we're going to be able to say, we knew that brother when. Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Man, not new.
All right.
You know
God
me.
Bless
you know
love
me.
You both.
Bless you.
God
love
bless you.
You.
Love you both.
All right.
Bye bye.
All right, Ted, here we are. Now, we're almost at the end of our showcase. I only got one more song, one of my favorites to play, and that will be Songs for Your Journey, that song track. I love that song. But anyway,
wow,
you are more mm-hmm. welcome to give a shout-out to any persons that supported you on these two singles that you have. You're more welcome to give a shout out to any supporters.
Absolutely. First and foremost, shout out to God. You know, He helped me through it all. And also, as far as when it comes to mastering the music, there's my mastering engineer, Kevin McNulty. Mr. Thurman, he also helped me. He's not plays at our church. He's a musician at our church. He helped me, with some of the music. Just want to give a shout out to him. And also, I definitely want to give a shout out to my there are two local radio hosts here in Goldsboro where I live at. And both of them, when I say they support their unsigned independent artists, they truly do. And ever since I submitted my music to them back in 2016, they have truly been a blessing. So if you guys are listening, I just want to say Rod Herring and Avery, my local radio host, just thank you guys so, so much for supporting the ministry. One day I hope I can reciprocate the blessings back to you guys, but I just want to say thank you so, so much. And also I just want to, you know, just say thank you for those who are listening, just for lending your time just to, you know, come on the air and just listen to this interview. And I hope there was something that was said that will bless you to have you continue on with the ministry that God has placed in your heart. And I definitely want to give a shout out to my daughter, Chantel Chestnut. I want to give a shout out to my lovely wife. Like I said, we're going on what this month, June 21st, we'll make 22 years of marriage. Yeah, 22 years of marriage. So, just want to give a shout out to her. She's been with me through it all, through the thick and thin. You know, I just want to say, give a big shout out to her. And for those who've been supporting me on social media, as far as Facebook, sharing my page and stuff like that. Because what I call them, Ms. Moss, I call them Facebook angels. Because sometimes you have you have people you don't even have to ask. You know, you don't have to ask.
Yeah.
Just what out of the kindness of their heart. Or whatever it is that they sense, or whatever it is that they feel, whatever it is that they see, they share it. You know, you don't even have to ask them. I just want to thank you. And if you are listening, I consider you guys my Facebook angels. So I just want to thank you for sharing everything that I post, and I greatly appreciate it. And for those who have purchased the music so far, I just want to say thank you so, so much. And last but not least to you, Ms. Brenda Moss again, Mrs. Brenda Moss, I just want to say thank you so, so much. And like my pastor said, we pray that God continue blessings upon you and your ministry. And thank you so much just for being a vessel and being a part of my journey. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Ted. Thank you for your testimony.
You're welcome.
And being such a spiritual soldier, you're a breath of fresh air. There are people that are listening, and it's like an awe relief, and they know
right.
that they have some work to do. And
right.
it won't be easy, but
no.
one day at a time, one step at a time, and God has a door cracked open for them to open it.
Amen.
Amen. So do you have any words of wisdom you would like to give to those that are suffering in the world today? I know you do, Mr. Chestnut, Pastor Chestnut.
And I'm not there yet. I'm not there yet. I don't know what God has in store for me. But some people, even when they listen to the song, because that's me talking, I'm doing the singing, I'm also doing the talking in the background.
Yeah.
And then
from
that, people think I'm a pastor, and I'm not a pastor. Whatever God has for me is going to be for me. But as far as words of encouragement, and really, you know, it's just strictly come from the word of God, Ms. Brenda Moss. It's really, you know, trust what God's word says about you. And ultimately, that is, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. There's going to be trials and tribulations, and we may not see, honestly, because I couldn't see. You know, we may not see why we're going, what we're going through our trials and tribulations for. But if we just hold on, you know, if you just hold on and trust in the word of God, he will allow us to live in the blessings of our trials and tribulations. So if we just press through that thing and just continue to read the word of God and have the right support around you, you know, whether when you're going through your trials and tribulations, if you have that, you know, definitely put God first. Listen, he will see you through every trial and through every tribulation. So pretty much ultimately just trust in the word of God. That's all we can do. That's all we have. We have the word of God, you know, because the Bible says, you know, really put your trust in no man, because, you know, man will fail you. And like I said, God will put people in your life to help you to get you where you need to be. And it's great. And we should be thankful and grateful for those who help us. But ultimately, God wants us to pretty much trust in the Lord every day. So if there's any encouraging words, I just want to leave you with is pretty much just trust in the Lord every day. And please do not lean to your own understanding, because God will see you through every trial and tribulation.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. That's what it is. That's right. You said it all. There it is, everyone, Theodore Chestnut. The journey continues. And he has
Amen.
Two singles out, My Job and Title. Go out and get them now.
Yes,
and mention, Ted, where they can purchase your singles at online.
Okay. Once again, as you can purchase the singles at cdbaby.com, you just type in Theodore Chestnut, put in cdbaby, Theodore Chestnut. It'll come up. You can also, once again, you can download them on from iTunes, also on Google Play and Amazon.com. They are available. The actual official release was this past Father's Day, and that's the reason why I released them. When I was growing up, you know, I took after music also, you know, from my father. He used to DJ. So in honor of my father and the strength of my loving mother, God placed it in my heart to really release these songs on Father's Day. So I just followed my assignment, you know. So you could pretty
right.
much get them from iTunes, Google Play, Amazon, and CD Baby. Amen.
Amen. And Theodore, thank you for your participation
yes.
on the show this evening. It was a great success on the show for tonight. You
Amen.
Are always
Amen.
Welcome to come back, and I know you will. Now, do you have any new music projects coming up anytime later this year and next year?
Well, honestly, any new projects at this, as far as music-wise, I would say no.
Okay.
Unless God placed it in my heart to release another single, but pretty much I actually started recording these two songs last year. So my assignment was to release these two only for this year. So my next project that I'm probably going to be working on is I actually have some T-shirts that are going to be in support of the song title. Yeah, so I'm working on that, getting that off and running. And God is good. God has blessed me with an avenue here at my church where they have a machine where they can print up the shirts for me. So we're kind of working that out right now as far as getting shirts printed up where I can, pretty much have them for sale. And then after that, there's a project that I started with a young lady back in New Jersey. So, and we never got to complete it. So I'm going to be working on her project so I can kind of get that off my plate, hopefully with the goal of freeing myself up, you know, towards the end of the year to release an EP or full album in 2019. So the planning is there. The planning is there. I just have to, those are my assignments. I'm just going to follow the assignments that God placed in my heart and do it that way. Unless he have, you know, other assignments or other plans that another route that he want me to take, you know?
Right. All right. And thank you so much. You have a blessed evening. Happy anniversary to you and your wife.
Thank you so much.
More blessings
thank you
for
so
you
much.
All. And you keep doing what you're doing. And
yes, ma'am.
And I'll see you later. All right, Theodore?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
All right. This is right, Songs bye-bye. For Your Journey by Theodore Chestnut, everyone. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva. Signing out.
once loved you.